From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Inquiries in the last month's spill of toxic wastewater into the Animas River in southwestern Colorado continue on Capitol Hill. KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports.
The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a hearing into the spill at the request of lawmakers from Colorado and New Mexico. Republican Senator Cory Gardner testified, asking why the EPA took so long to implement a crisis response plan and how the agency intends to deal with the consequences.
From the outset, I've said that the EPA should be held to the same standards as EPA would hold a private company for the spill, which means investigations must be conducted, people must be held accountable, and tough questions must be asked.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett also testified, saying it's important to contextualize the spill and take steps to prevent similar incidents. EPA head Gina McCarthy says the agency has taken responsibility. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
Evergreen trees along the southern Front Range may start to show dying yellow or brown needles, but foresters say it's a natural shedding process and not indicative of bark beetles or disease. The Colorado State Forest Service says the fall needle drop is usually brought on by seasonal changes and that trees typically shed needles closest to the trunk and on the lower portion of the crowns. And today's marijuana tax holiday saw smaller crowds after the noon hour. The suspension of taxes was triggered by a glitch in state law that says new taxes revert to zero if overall collection exceeds projections. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.